Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, we were calling for a little bit of snow or mixture or whatever there Friday night into Saturday, I think it was. But, you know, somehow I think our little area has been blessed. And it's okay to get the rain that we had. We appreciated that. But it made the road conditions a little bit more viable for us. So that's the good things right there. We just thank the good Lord always for allowing us to be here in this wonderful house that He has put together and preserved for us for so many years. And whenever you walk in that door, I don't know what you feel, but I find a certain peace in it. So, amen to that. Okay, any other personal comments or anything anyone has to make, Devin?
I have an announcement. What a day the Lord hath made, be glad and rejoice in it. I tell you, most of you don't know because I just found out this week that Kelly and Chelsea were working on how to get a virtual Sunday school. Their first run was today. I logged on. Of course, I had some technical difficulties because I'm not a tech guru, but it went very well, and the kids were so excited. They said that this was just a trial run. They're going to do it in February, but the kids were so excited. Am I right about that, Brandon?
Yeah.
Kids were so excited and said, well, why can't we do it next Sunday? So please, when you say your prayers this week, include, give thanks for Chelsea and Kelly. We sometimes forget that they're our next generation in this church. So if we don't give them support and prayer, we're failing them. So just, I logged on. It was so good to see all those tiny little faces we haven't seen in a while. So just keep the kids in prayer and keep this virtual Sunday school in prayer that it is a success because it's very much needed. Thank you.
Deb, you want to mention anything while you're doing that about the Super Bowl?
Oh, you have two more Sundays to bring in your canned goods. You can put them back there because I want to deliver the first week, that first week in February to the food bank. So get your canned soups in.
Thank you. And if you look on the back of your bulletins, you'll find that information about Chelsea and Kelly and their setup with the children, which I think is a blessing, and truly a blessing. And you can follow up right there with the information. Also, you know, we don't lift offering with the plate, so anybody that has any givings they'd like to provide to the church, there's a box on the end of the back bench back there. Please avail yourself to that. And any other announcements? Do you have anything, Frank? This is an Amish lunch. It's a Dutch treat.
But they're certainly welcome to join us.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Also, it's so nice, so kind to have Brother Dillon with us here this morning. Tracy gave me his name. I didn't know the gentleman before, but I'm happy to know him now, believe me. With Piney Creek, I believe it was?
Pipe Creek.
I'm going to change that. And he has been so willing to step in here in these couple months to fulfill our ministry and keep our schedule on, keep things on schedule, let's put it that way. And thank you for being here. May God continue to bless you in your ministry. And I think he told me, too, he's a mechanic.
Yes.
So if you get broke down, maybe he'll give you his number. I don't know.
Bob's got my number.
Huh?
I said, you have my number. Call him. He'll set you up.
Oh, my Lord, what was it? Okay, great. Well, it's wonderful to have you here again. Anytime we can come and share a fellowship and a worship among friends, family, strangers, whoever it might be, our doors are always open. And we just greet you in the name of Jesus always. This time, I think we'll have a song.
Thank you.
Maxine, you always come up with wonderful selections. Thank you. In our call to worship today, we're looking at Psalms 29, 1 to 2. If you'll just read along with me, because I'm good at making mistakes. It's one of the best things I've achieved. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship. Then worship the Lord in his holy splendor. You know, that song we just heard. The day the Lord has made. Just think, if he wouldn't have made that day, or made us, or made the world, or made Adam and Eve, we wouldn't be able to share this moment right now. Praise to God. Okay, let us pray. Pray with me, please. Father God, as we come to you this day, and we do find glory in the day the Lord hath made, and Father, allow us to use those days that you've given us for the honor and the glory of your works here below, and for the ministry we need to share to so many. Lord, that ministry has been lost, and our government and our leaders seem to find more ways to take it away from us. And you can see the results on the streets and in the buildings and wherever there is contestment that comes about. Oh, Lord, we just praise you that you would give us strength to recognize that, yes, the faith, the Bible, and the Word needs to be lifted up in every aspect of the society, of our homes to start with, our political society, and our schools immensely, where things are deteriorating terrible. Oh, Father, we just ask that you would look into this and allow the day that you made be even more prosperous in your name and through your grace this day, as we give you the glory. Amen. This time we'll have another hymn, please. tell you, when our time comes, I think I'd rather fly away than to be dropped down, don't you? I know I love the heat, but I don't want that much. Okay, how about some prayer concerns or joys? Anybody? Judy. They are precious, aren't they? Danny.
My mom is starting chemo tomorrow again. And just pray that she has no complications this time.
Frank.
We have several people in our community up there where we live having medical issues and so forth. I'm not going to try to name them. The Lord knows who they are. We'd like to keep them in our prayers. We're certainly glad to see Brother John with us this morning.
Yes, we are.
Operating from his knee. And we also want to keep Larry in our prayers as well. And anyone else that has any issues and so forth that needs the Lord's prayer.
Amen.
Mine is to thank God, and especially for all those who stood with us in prayer during my morning of death, and we continue praying because the Lord is still in our heart. He's still very young. We buried him on the 8th, but I thank for all the prayers and the moment he shared with us.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay, Judy?
I also forgot, I'd like to keep Wilton in our prayers. He's having some tests done.
Wilton?
In the next couple of weeks, and he needs our prayers.
Oh, damn.
Just my prayer list. It's too long to go in. He knows each and every name, but just keep my prayer list in mind. And also, our country. In this upcoming week, let's just pray for peace, peaceful transition. And the transition again.
Thanks. Any others? If not, let us come before the Lord in prayer and ending with the Lord's Prayer at the end, if we could, please. Well, however you feel comfortable, sitting, standing, kneeling, whatever you please. Father God, again, as we rise from our beds this day, we really don't know in our own minds just what's going to take place. But Lord, you do, and by speaking with you and asking you, Lord, to set the table, lay out the napkins, Lord, so we can wipe either the tears or the smiles or receive the joys that you have and prepare for us. Oh, Father, we look to you always for that response, and you set our schedules. We know sometimes in our own mind maybe what we should do, but Lord, we know that only you can prepare the way. Father, we would like to thank you today for this church, for all who have come out in attendance during this time of pandemic. And yes, we're so privileged to be able to sit inside in the warm. Yes, we wear a mask. But Father, we are here. We are in your presence. And that is what is important. Father, as we look down now to those of our concerns, we look at the opportunities that Chelsea and Kelly have laid out for the children. Oh, Lord, what a blessing. Father, we know that the presidential change, it needs to be peaceful, where no one will come up and be hurt or killed or whatever. So, Father, look after our past president and his doings, our new president, oh, Father, and the leaders and nations wide, oh, Father, in all countries. They all need to observe and to understand that you are the master, not our own little minds that seem to think that we are. So, Father, help us maintain the constitutional privileges that we have and the faith-based privileges rather than what Congress has put it for socialism. Oh, my. I don't know, Lord. You look into it. Only you can change the ways of minds and allow things to happen for the good side of it. Oh, Father, we are also grateful for Brother John being here today in the recovery from his knee surgery. And, Father, we look at Judy as she is appreciative of her great-grandson, and all should be. Danny's mom starts chemo. And, Father, we know that each and every moment of our lives we face different tests. So, Lord, give her the strength to endure. Father God, also, Frank's neighbors, there's a lot that needs to be lifted up this day. Their physical bodies and their spiritual bodies all need to be touched, as well as Larry and Michelle, and Larry's endeavors to recuperate, and Michelle's attendance to allow that happen. And Father, there is Sarah's request that she made. Oh, how important. Oh, Father, just lift it up and take it into your ways, Lord, and might they all be answered and the privilege from that to be provided. Father, we know Wilton is struggling right now as well. Father, only you can place your hand upon each one of these. And the Deb's list. And Father, I have a list too at home and in my heart. And Father, I have a prayer for myself right now. So as you've heard, our request, just strengthen us this day and allow us to proceed with the honors of your responsibilities. Father, we are grateful for so many and the love that you give and the grace that you share and the promise of forgiveness that is always there. So Heavenly Father, again, we are grateful for Dylan's presence and the ministry he will lift up here in a bit. And Father, we just want to honor you truly through the name of Jesus as we ask it all in his name by repeating the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive our sinners. Thank you. When your mind goes blank sometimes, it seems like your mouth stops. So sometimes that's a good thing. Thank you. At this time, we'll have another hymn, please, Maxine.
Glorious day.
That's like having a birthday party and getting a lot of gifts, isn't it? You know, with the scripture here today, when Tracy gives us quite a few verses to read, we always say he loves us. So I think Brother Dylan loved me this morning as we read the scripture. Let us pay attention to that, please. The scripture reading comes from 2 Peter 3, 1 through 18. This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you. In them I am trying to arouse your sincere intention by reminding you that you should remember the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken through the apostles. First of all, you must understand this, that in the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and indulging their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since our ancestors died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. They deliberately ignore this fact that by the word of God, heavens existed long ago, and earth was formed out of water and by means of water, through which the world of the time of that time was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, and the present heavens and earth have been reserved for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the godless. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with all the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise. Excuse me. And some think of slowness, but of patience, but his patience with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that it is done on it will be disclosed. Since all things are to be disclosed in that way, what sort of person ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening and coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will be melt with fire? But in accord with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. So also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, speaking of this as he does in all his letters. There are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and the unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, because beware that you are not carried away with the error of the lawlessness and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Very good reading. It gives you an understanding, really, of what's in planned, as you've read in the past. And one of these days, the heavens will open and the fires will come. Resurrection will take place. And may we all be in the presence of our Lord. At this time, I want to bring Brother Dylan up and let us give him his kind attention. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, brother. How does one exhibit faithfulness in a world plagued with impiety and selfishness? Let that sink in. How does one exhibit faithfulness in a world plagued with impiety and selfishness? Here this morning, we are going to encounter and address this question together. Look to your brothers and sisters around you. From this day forward, we are taking a journey together, just like the churches who initially received this epistle of 2 Peter. This question that I proposed was a common and likely unspoken question among all who read these final documented words from Peter. This was the last thing that we have of Peter's writing. There the church was, year 68. Approximately 30 years have passed since the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The message of the gospel had spread throughout the Mediterranean and Western Asia, converting hearts by the thousands. Here we are, year 2021. Approximately 2,000 years have passed since the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The message of the gospel has spread throughout the world, converting hearts through missionaries, crusades, and all other faithful believers. There the church was, confronted with the greatest persecution it had ever seen. In the year 64, a great fire destroyed 2/3 of the city of Rome, and Emperor Nero held the Christians accountable. This led to widespread torture, imprisonment, and execution of Christians throughout the Roman Empire. People were flogged, torn apart by lions in colosseums, tarred, crucified, and beheaded. Peter was currently in the cold and dark Mamertine prison, awaiting his execution when he wrote these inspired words. He had one final message to send out to the churches. Here we are, looking into the face of a pandemic unlike any we expected to encounter with our medical technology. Loved ones have been lost, and those in medical care are unable to receive visitors. Our economy, which once had a gleam of optimism, is now unstable with businesses closing every week. Our government, which once stood so strong, is now wavering under the burden of extreme political tensions. You are sitting in church this morning with the hope of hearing something with an opposite tone of your local news station. The words of inspiration that tickle the heart cannot seem to come soon enough. There the church was, so quick to say, "I trust in him," but deep inside experiencing uncertainty. His word was corrupted with unholy versions of fake gospels spreading around. His power was doubted with the Roman Empire strangling the life out of the church. His promises were questioned due to a lack of a return by Jesus. When Jesus told his disciples that he would return, the expectation was that this glorious day would come in their lifetime. But it had yet to come. Could God be trusted? Here we are, so quick to say, "God is in control," but deep inside, feeling that slight little feeling of doubt. The authority of the Bible is questioned in a way that has caused more division than we could have imagined. The sovereignty of God seems to be unable to control a pandemic that wreaks havoc on our lives. We sit with our face in our hands as we wonder how a God who is supposed to be so full of love can allow so much pain in our lives. Is God still active? The church of yesterday and today struggles with this question. Is there still hope in God? The short answer is yes. But where is the reassurance that even in a world plagued with impiety and selfishness, that one can discover God is faithful in word, power, and promise? Our impatience too often gets in the way of this discovery, though. We need to realize that in God's divine holiness, He is not subject to time as we are. There are other conditions which determine His actions. As a just judge, He is true to His stance on sin and will not tolerate it. We read of the destruction brought by the flood and the destruction to come by fire. He is faithful in His promise of justice. That is not all, though. He is faithful in His relationship with us who are created in His image and His likeness. When the flood waters came thousands of years ago, God could have chosen to restart with a new creation. However, one family was offered salvation from destruction. One family created in His image and His likeness. When the Jews repeatedly disobeyed God, which led to exile and enslavement, they could have been left to their own devices. But a few hundred years later, the entire course of humanity would be changed. A baby was born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit. His name would be Emmanuel. God's promise was fulfilled. True salvation was on its way. Would salvation power be demonstrated through a political savior to conquer the Roman Empire? Not likely. As we know, we fight not against this world, but rather powers and principalities in the spiritual places. Salvation power was demonstrated through a spiritual savior who conquered Satan and the grave. The words of the Savior assure us that this demonstration of salvation power was offered out of love for all. The witness of His resurrected body affirmed the salvation power. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit confirms the active interaction with us by God. An active interaction with all who accept the Savior. An opportunity is offered to all. The opportunity to restore the intended close relationship as we should have with the Almighty. The proof of His faithfulness is poured out throughout Scripture by His continued faithfulness in discipline, grace, mercy, and love. Here we are, still experiencing His discipline, grace, mercy, and love. Have you felt His conviction to redirect your life? Did you feel His grace as you plunged into the baptismal waters? Have you felt His mercy as you took part in Holy Communion? Have you experienced His love as you washed the feet of your brother or sister? Think about those experiences and feelings. Can you feel the reality of a God who is actively in your life? That feeling is your personal proof of His faithfulness today. Faithful to His stance on sin. Faithful to grace offered through new life. Faithful to mercy at the expense of His Son. And faithful to love expressed through deep humility and sacrifice. I hope we can all say that we have had this feeling. It is this feeling, this proof of His faithfulness, which is our example. As God expresses faithfulness in the midst of a world plagued with impiety and selfishness, may we follow His example. May we follow His example alongside our brothers and sisters. May we let go of the doubt, the insecurity, and the uncertainty. May we let go of the impatience. As Peter wrote, wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. May we let go of the why. And may we even let go of the how. May the only thing in our grasp be our trust in the one true God. As we read in verse 14, therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by Him at peace, without spot or blemish. While we patiently wait for His fulfilled promise and let go of the junk to allow the design room for His faithfulness to Him, we uncover new desires in life. We desire devotion to God, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Devotion to these is our expression of faithfulness, which leads to peace of spirit and spiritual cleansing. Devotion to God is displayed through worship of Him and Him alone. Devotion to the Word is displayed through intake and reception of the Scriptures. Devotion to the Holy Spirit is displayed through obedience to the nudges that we feel. It is through devotion of these that our faithfulness to Him is expressed. However, as our journey reaches this discovery of how to express faithfulness, we will find that we need each other even more. Sadly, increased devotion will result in increased distractions, as we read in verse 17, which warns of getting carried away with the error of the lawless and loss of your own stability. Look around you, though. The brothers and sisters around you are the ones who will help balance your stability and inspire your continued devotion. You are not in this alone. As I mentioned in the beginning, we are on this journey together. Encourage one another as the Lord encourages you. I can hear Peter thinking that statement as he wrote these final inspired words. I can see him sealing the letters and sending them out in prayer. Can you hear the prayer? Close your eyes and listen for the prayer. God, we are faced with sickness, pain, and insecurity like we never imagined we would experience. However, You, Lord, are faithful and ever present in our lives. May we look beyond the scoffers, haters, and discouragers to see You seated on the throne in all of Your glory. May we remember that even in a world plagued with impiety and selfishness, You, God, are faithful and Your promises will be fulfilled. Remind us of the hope only found in Your Son. May we grow together in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. And we have one final hymn for the morning, when the trumpets shall sound. And as you listen to this, may the Lord sing these words to your soul. Please stand as you're able for the benediction. May the grace, mercy, and peace of Jesus Christ go with you as you are covered under the redeeming blood expressed by his love. May we go out into the world that is plagued and express faithfulness to him, always referring back to his faithfulness to us through all and in all. May we go from here. Amen.
Amen.